99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 FM.
This is Talk Radio. The original social media.
Good morning. Good morning, troops. It's a beautiful morning in northern Nevada. Started Thursday night with an outrageously perfect full moon. And right now, our current current Reno temperature is 42. Well, I'm surprised. It's been the 20s the past couple of mornings. But it's 41 degrees right now. Radio Craig in Carson City, did you join the hordes at the air pump this week when we went down to the mid-20s? Everybody was waiting in line.
Oh, no. I made sure my tires were within the range long before the cold weather hit.
You're so perfect.
And perfect, John. I am far from perfect.
Well, the funny thing is, all this time, I guess I've been doing half flat tires in the winter before cars told us that we needed air in our tires. You know, that's one good thing about technology. Just one, Craig.
Well,
all right,
one really quick thing on the tires. If they're a little bit underinflated, they have more surface hitting the ice road and snow and ice on the ground. So it's actually a little bit safer with a lower, less air. Because as soon as you fill them up full, you become an ice skate.
See, look at you. Always making me feel better for my dumb mistakes. I love it. Anyway, as long as we're at the air pump at the gas station right now, tell me the fantastic news you broke to me on the phone when I came in this morning.
Well, when I went to get gas last evening, Costco in Carson City, $2.87 per gallon. Then driving north on 580 at the Maverick, is it Highway 50? No, at that College Boulevard.
There's a Maverick at 50 East.
There. Yeah. Put it this way. Let's say $2.77 a gallon, 10 cents less than what I paid at Costco.
Did you have anything to drink last night?
No, I did not. No, I left
for
the
real.
Office. I actually left the office on time, went over to Costco, got my gas, and was driving north and saw, I could have got it cheaper. But I think that was the cash price versus the credit price.
Well, I'm looking at the numbers here on Gas Buddy. Okay, Carson City, that darn country store. It drives me. I almost get into fist fights at the country store. Is it just me, folks, on 50 East right by 580? Okay, it's $2.75. There at the country store. Okay, here's a Maverick. $2.87. You say $2.77.
$2.77 at one of the Mavericks, yeah, because there's two on the two different exits. So.
And Battle Mountain, it's $2.55 per gallon.
Yeah, let's buy a whole gallon of a whole tank of gas to go out to Battle Mountain.
A tank to get there. These are the lowest prices in 4 years. I've been keeping track of. Would you believe I filled up just yesterday in Reno? I paid $3.87. It was the Sinclair on Greg. I just filled up yesterday. What did they do this overnight? I paid $3.80. Darn you. Darn you, Greg. Keep it to yourself.
No, I want our listeners to get the deals, too. So I have our listeners in mind.
I am surprised with your bank of sound effects there that you didn't have this big fanfare or huge crowd applause when you gave the price $2.77 in Carson City.
Well, I would, but during this segment of the shows on Saturday mornings is when I do upgrade or update Windows on that computer, so I can't.
You and that technology. What do they call people like me? Luddites? I don't even understand our new TV. There is one button on the set. One. What the heck is that?
They want you to use the remote.
The 25-button remote, but one button, and cars are becoming this way, too. Yesterday, Channel 4 disappeared. thanks to your wonderful technology there, Craig. Channel 4 is Joe Hart is lost. Channel 4 has disappeared, and now folks are missing the local news. But, see, I always look at the bright side of things. We do get to see a 1981 Saturday Night Live episode and that great President Reagan humor. So, no kidding. They've been airing that on Channel 4 well, we have Charter at home. Damn you, Charter! And that's what they're running. And they say to go somewhere else to find Channel. It's like a, you know, a treasure hunt. Who can find Channel 4? Where's Waldo? Where's Joe Hart? Because we're loyal, Kathy and I greatly prefer Channel 4 News. Radio Craig disagrees. We have but one investigative TV reporter in this town, only one who follows up on the issues people are having a hard time with, and that is Joe Hart. And I'm not saying that just to stay on his invite list for his wonderful Christmas parties. When is it, Joe? All right, it's 9:12. I've overextended myself once again. Do you have any gripes, Mr. Craig? Gripes? None? I always tell myself, don't complain, but I've had quite the week. My book that I've been reading, The Power of Now, has really made me a tireless, positive thinker. And here we are. It's a beautiful Saturday morning, but there are more everyday issues living these days that try a man's patience. And I promise I'll keep this 30 seconds. I promise. Things like my wife mailed in her driver's license renewal, and it's been 1 month now, doesn't have it. If you call the DMV, you'll wait, and then at the very end of the long waiting period, you'll be told the our phone queues are full. Please, thank you for calling. and a certain utility wants to know everything about me when I call in with a question. And what is your wife's social security number? Listen, I just gave you my name and my number. You got my address. It's me.
Well, we have to verify.
When did common sense disappear in this town? What husband knows their wife's social security number? And for 3 years now, I've been trying to close a bank account in a city I used to live in. And the people who now answer the calls at this bank, you know, when you call a bank, you don't talk to the bank. You talk to these people in the Philippines. They don't understand me at all. They just keep repeating my balance. HP loves having customer service in the Philippines, too, which, by the way, I promise just 10 more seconds. By the way, HP shut down my printer because I bought an affordable off-brand ink cartridge. How do they get away with that? It's my ink cartridge on my printer. It's not yours. But sadly, customer service is dead. Five more seconds, please. And I've had eye issues. I had to wear an eye patch this week. And what is amazing to me is you walk into a place. Maybe people know you, maybe people don't. You walk into a place with an eye patch, and you sit down at the bar with an eye patch. The very first word you're going to hear is, "Arg!" I kid you not. But my advice, just roll with it with humor, because misery makes a sport to mock itself. King Richard II, Act 2, Scene 1. I'm John Potter. It's 9:15. Let me squeeze this in. This is not a complaint. This is just an observation. Did you hear, folks, the fireworks last night at the Aces ballpark? I didn't know there were fireworks. I thought it sounded like there was some big guy on my roof. I get the robot and I'm looking around. No, it was a big holiday celebration, which is great, at Aces Stadium last night. Other things I learned this morning, and this is brand new. I just saw the post. Beefies. The burger place in Midtown Reno is begging for help to stay open. They say they've had to temporarily close their doors because that little building, formerly Landrum's, needs major repairs. Plumbing, flooring, and essential maintenance that can't wait. Sounds like a visit from code enforcement, doesn't it? I mean, you know, Casale's had the same issue about 15 years ago when I did a news story about that there. And thank God they're still around, Casale's. But at Beefy's right now, they say, now this touches me here. At Beefy's, they say their employees, the cooks, and the order takers have been coming in and trying to do that fix-it stuff themselves, doing all this cleaning and repairs. Wow. And they are looking for donations, so just putting it out there and, you know, getting the word out. I remember, here I go again. I remember when, because I was here when it was Landrum's, Governor Richard Bryan stopped by at Landrum's. This was in the early 1980s, and it was in the paper, and the reporter asked him how his burger was, and Governor Bryan said, "The bun is fresh, the beef is tasty, the lettuce is crispy, the tomato firm, and the onion tangy." And that is so Governor Bryan. He and Governor List were just like that. But anyway, I remember in the 70s, you would see a line of people, folks. Remember this? You'd see a line of people outside Landrum's like we do today outside Peg's downtown. I had a bumper sticker on my 1979 MG Midget that said, "I sat on a stool at Landrum's," and I'm almost tempted to ask them to go back to calling it Landrum's, you know, for business. But then again, it wouldn't be the same without sweet Miss Olive running it and Minnie Presto, remember her at the grill? But Landrum's was a 24-hour place back when most all the businesses just outside downtown were really 24 hours. Midtown was open 24-hour pawn shops, even 24-hour car dealers. Amazing town it was. Yeah, you see, all you have to do is mention an old restaurant, and there I go. Get off my lawn. No, I don't want to sound like an old man. I say that a lot lately. Do you know that I say that more now when I'm actually old than I did when I was younger, waiting to be old? I just... confused. Let's go to the phones. We're getting phone calls. What is going on out there? Matt is calling from Sparks. Matt, good morning. I'm glad you called.
Good morning, sir. I talked to you earlier this week about the gas prices in Washoe County, and you know, with the you're mentioning the gas prices in Carson and Mount House and so on. Why is our gas price so high? I live really close to Victorian, and the Sinclair over there is $4 a gallon.
Well, I think we're all aware that we paid or we voted for that huge RTC tax increase, which at the time we were voting on that, we didn't know that it automatically goes up every couple of years into perpetuity. And actually, you know, when I compare the Reno prices to like Carson City, the Reno price is still, even when you add that Washoe County tax, it's still a lot higher than it should be. So you got a good point there.
Right.
Our one true TV investigative reporter, Joe Hart, get on this. I'd like to know the answer to that, too. Good point.
Yeah, even Sam's Club and Costco, still close. And a little better, but still close, yeah.
Were you around when that RTC bill was up for a vote, what, some 15 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Or 20?
I've been here 33 years, yeah.
Well, we were bamboozled. I'm sorry. I remember there were certain companies that would greatly benefit from this RTC tax increase, namely people involved in road construction. And there was a certain business that would rent out, you know, the big flashing highway or road warning signs, you know, where the letters are spelled out by light bulbs. And right. those were used strictly for warnings to drivers and everything. Well, this company took their warning signs and put them along the street. I remember, I'm not going to even name the street because it would tell you where this business was. But the warning signs, the business had them flashing, vote yes on WC1, I think what it was. But using public warning signs to promote the passage of that bill. And I hate to say it, voters don't dig really deep on the things before things are voted on. And I think the media, local journalism at that time could have done a better job to warn us, don't you think?
I absolutely agree. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Have a great morning.
All right, man. Great. I'm in a talky mood today, which kind of is good for talk radio. 922. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time. I just told you, 922.
Live streaming at 991FMTalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Well, we must have been very good people. It's 42 degrees. It's a beautiful day out there. We have one crash. I'm looking at the on camera right now. Northbound 580 at the East Lake on-ramp. That's a, well, they've done a good job clearing it, but people are going slow. One lane is blocked. Some emergency vehicles and a tow truck there. Northbound East Lake on-ramp 580 Carson City. At the moment. Okay. I'm sorry. Maybe that's southbound. Can't tell with these cameras sometime. Yeah, that does look southbound. I'm John Potter, live and local. Let's get back to some very welcome local news. Lyon County. Let's hear it for Lyon County. They just announced, for those of you who pay bills to Lyon County, they have just cut the debit card processing fees from your property tax payments. Very nice. That adds up to a lot of money. You know, you pay like a $600 property tax payment. That's like $20, you know, you're paying for the fee. And it just came out this week. Now, the city of Reno, they went the other way. City of Reno is doing the opposite. They announced that they are adding credit card charges, a 2.7% service fee for credit and debit card transactions beginning January 2nd, they say, to help offset processing costs for car payments. And I have never understood this way of thinking, because by discouraging people to pay by credit card, you know, they won't pay if there's a fee. A lot of people, me, by discouraging people to pay by credit card, you're having to pay more for the manpower to process the checks, you know, that people send, aren't you? And one local business owner I know says paying by credit card takes a great burden off of her. It's much easier bookkeeping. It's basically all done. And their workers, they don't steal credit card payments like they do cash from customers. And not only that, the things that this business owner sells, the stock, the items that they sell, they buy with their credit card and they get bonus, amazing points. And they go on trips all the time with this. So, you know, I don't quite get what, you know, I get what Lyon County is doing. That makes sense. You know, customers like paying by card too. You want to have happy customers. People like paying by card, except at the Reno Aces. cash is much faster, but they don't take cash. Thursday morning, a phone, oh, we know this, don't we? A phone alert was sent about a strong local shaker from the U.S. Geological Survey, a 5.9 quake in Dayton. No seismic activity actually occurred. Folks around Dayton told us they didn't feel anything. The U.S. Geological Survey then deleted their alert, confirmed it was false, and they said they're working to understand the cause of the false alert. Now, Some people were a bit upset about this, calling, you know, Grandma and Dayton and property owners worried about buildings and such. Channel 4's website, their headline reads, "False earthquake alert leaves Nevadans shaken." I wouldn't say they were shaken, although I did stay under my desk here for 7 minutes. But it did break up the weekday tedium, don't you think? The funny thing is, right after the alert was posted, three local people reported feeling the 5.9 quake on the USGS website. But the agency is still trying to determine what caused this fake alert. I'm thinking the false alert. Now, my theory here, and if I was a Channel 2, I'd investigate this, believe me. I'm thinking the false alert came from a cat walking across a keyboard at the USGS, because it happens to me all the time at home. Let's go to the phones. Marilyn calling from Reno with an event announcement. Wow. All right. Marilyn, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Yes, today and tomorrow is a community Christmas creche exhibit and continuous music free event. Today is 1 to 8, and tomorrow is 3 to 8, and it's located at the LDS Chapel across from McQueen High School on Robb Drive. I was just there yesterday. It's amazing. We have over 260 nativities from all over the world, so many different countries. At the same time, there is music with different chorus groups, and we have harpists coming today and tomorrow, and violinists, handbells, cello. It's fabulous.
How often, folks, do you get to see a harpist? Let me ask you this, Marilyn, the nativity exhibits, do you do those? Do you do live nativity exhibits? I remember those.
No, there are no live nativities. This is but there is a children's room where the children can dress up in the
I really enjoy the live ones, yeah. But your event sounds wonderful. I'm glad you're opening the doors to the public there. December 5th, 6th, and 7th at your Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints on Robb Drive. Thank you so much, Marilyn. Have a good
day.
Thank
you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. I'm John Potter, live and local, breaking for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft, and then we're going to be talking health. I got things to bring up on health, brain health, with Derek Lee, our next guest, first guest. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:31.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM Talk station, 99.1.
And 92.3 FM.
Hi there, Derek Lee.
Hi, John. How are you today?
Good. Hey, brother, I'm glad you're here. And you picked a very good day, folks. You picked a very good day to tune in, gentle listener, because this morning Derek is feeling generous. It's a Christmas season. So today, buy three, get the fourth free. More on that later. And it's so easy to do, isn't it?
It is.
It's a wonderful thing. Well, you are a nice guy. you're introducing, yet they get better and better, a new product, and it has the very catchy name of SLU-PP-332.
Yeah, that's a fun one, huh?
It actually sounds very exclusive.
It can be, yeah.
Well, tell us about it. And by the way, how was your week?
Oh, you know, it was very interesting. It was very busy. I finally got caught up on all the orders, and so that's a huge accomplishment. So now we can get back on track of being able to ship out products within 1 to 2 days, starting to get ahead finally. And so I went to with my future father-in-law to Alzheimer's dementia talk, and so I was kind of excited to go to this. So I wanted to hear what people are going to say and how they're going to prepare people for.
A lot of people are concerned about that.
To deal with memory loss or even potentially Alzheimer's. And so it was an hour long talk. And what really bothered me or concerned me is this is put on Alzheimer's.org were the speakers, by the way. And so what surprised me was they never once mentioned how to improve memory, how to prevent memory decline, or how to really live a healthier life to be able to maintain functionality and to improve the function of where you're at and how to live a better and longer life It was all.
What's left?
And so
they were just talking about what Alzheimer's is.
What it is, and this is how you prepare yourself for when you have it. Really a defeatist approach, and they never provided any information of how to improve. And so science
has come up with things.
There's so much information out there. What I recognized, though, in doing this was people just don't know. Organizations don't know. I talked to Alzheimer's people after that talk and expressed some of my concerns of why they don't approach it, and they just brushed me off because they don't want to hear it. And so, unfortunately, there was a company that brought in Alzheimer's.org to talk, and I wrote comments down, but how come you don't talk about dietary improvement to improve our memory? How come you don't offer, why don't you offer potential treatments, or how do we improve the memory? How do we improve our longevity? How do we improve or reverse some of our aging issues? And so I wrote down some of those in my comments, and they called me yesterday morning and said, Derek, can we talk sometime next week? Because we'd like for you to come in and start doing talks with us, because this is the information people need.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting.
This is a national group, right?
Yeah, so this is the company.
Alzheimer.org?
Alzheimer's.org. Okay. Alzheimer's.org doesn't want anything to do with me. The company who brought them in.
Oh, I see.
So I think this company owns multiple retirement communities, and so they're the ones who want to bring me in.
Oh, that's great.
Because they want to do prevention.
Is this a local company?
Junelle. I think it's Junelle, J-U-N-N-E-L-L. They contacted me yesterday morning. I was surprised they actually read the comments, but they did. So I'm very impressed.
Why is a developer interested in educating people about how to help those with Alzheimer's?
I believe they want their community to be healthier.
Boy, that's really forward thinking.
It's honorable. I mean, I think it is fantastic.
That is fantastic. Listen, we all kind of worry about this. If not yourself, your parents, your friends, your family members, what in your wonderful satchel of products would you recommend?
For memory?
For memory. Well, actually, most of your products are kind of based on that, aren't they?
They are. They all benefit the brain function.
Any that target specifically the aging of the brain and retaining memory.
Dopexil's arguably the best.
Which I took this morning.
That's one of my favorites also.
Can you tell, folks, with that first half hour? Potter's on fire.
We love when John's on fire.
Yeah, I'm suddenly remembering stuff from the 1970s.
Wow.
It's incredible.
That's great.
I mean, yeah, I was just going on a rant. Well, not a rant, but I went on and on about Landrum's. You know, a lot of newcomers don't remember that, but I remember the bumper sticker I had. You know, I sat on a stool at Landrum's and all this stuff. I haven't thought of that for ages.
Wow.
Dopexil.
Dopexil's a big one. People love it.
I do.
Neurogenesis also, that gives us the ability to produce brand new nerve cells. So how's that translate? That is being able to generate new stem cells in the brain specifically.
And I took that today with my big, huge glass of water. The only problem with your capsules is it is making me a bit more obnoxious. It's because I'm a know-it-all. I never was before. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Yeah. So those are two big ones for memory. And we also have the memory formula. And so, yes, all of our formulas, they focus on improving brain function. So anytime we're experiencing something in the body, that is the end result. That's the end point. That's not the beginning point. First of all, if we're just aging, when we have with the brain's not functioning properly, over a given amount of time, the brain starts to transmit those effects of the brain not functioning properly. So anytime we have something happening with our body, the brain's already been experiencing that. And it just takes a while to get to the body. And so this is all of our formulas address this from the brain's perspective to then have an effect on the body.
Concerned about retaining your memory, it's Dopexil and Neurogenesis at the website brainhealthformulas.com. Now, does the buy three get fourth free apply to those products?
Yes, they do. Yes.
That is so great, man. That is awesome. Brainhealthformulas.com. Buy three, get the fourth free. We just talked about Dopexil and Neurogenesis And to buy three and get the fourth free, it's very easy to do. At the checkout screen, it automatically takes out the fourth product before you pay. Yeah.
Don't add four products into the checkout. Just add three, and we'll just apply that on shipping just to simplify things. So just buy three products, and so we'll automatically add the fourth product for free on the shipping side.
How does it know what fourth product to add?
Well, you can either, if you want a different product of somewhere equal value, you just write that in the notes section, and we just will fill that on shipping. So this just alleviates some of the confusion.
Does AI do that? Or
no, this AI is called Derek. It's a new program just developed.
Yeah, you know how it works. When we come back, we're going to talk about the brand new product, SLU-PP332. And I want to bring up something shocking that I heard on the podcast I listened to. Besides Bill Maher, I listened to, of course, Huberman Lab, hosted by my favorite Stanford neuroscientist, Andrew Huberman. And he interviewed on this podcast a longevity, you probably have heard of this guy, longevity expert, Dr. David Sinclair. He is the professor of genetics at Harvard. And what he said, it was fascinating. What he said about living longer, dramatic, shocking, fascinating to me. And I just want to get your take on it, you know. So we'll do that after the break, folks. Can't wait to hear about this new product. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:46.
The golden age of America begins right now.
It's The Weekend with John Potter. 99.1 FM and in Lyon County, 92.3 FM News Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. Current Reno temperature, 44 degrees. I'm John Potter with special guest for one more segment, Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com. The things I learned on this segment. You basically saved my youth, my friend. The new product you just came out with, SLU-PP-332. All right, what does all that mean, my friend?
So SLU-PP-332 is it's an experimental peptide, just to be straightforward. And so
I'm dumb. What's a peptide?
Peptide is a chain of amino acids. That's all it really is. It means it's bonded together with other amino acids, which creates a specific end result within the body. And so that's what a peptide is bonded amino acids. And so what some health companies have been able to do is, if they keep bonding amino acids together, they have specific effects in the body. I believe how they do that is they reverse engineer from specific tissue in the body, they break it down into very specific chains of amino acids, then they kind of reverse engineer it. I don't know if that's how they do it. To me, that's what I would do, because you'll get real more accurate data doing something like that. Anyways, back to SLU-PP332. It's an experimental peptide. It's been available for 4, 5, 6 years.
It's not your product?
It's not. I don't make the peptide, no. So what I do is I find information, I find peptides, I find raw materials, and then I put them together in a formula. With this one in particular, I just add the amino acid complex, which improves the efficacy of how this can work. And so why I'm bringing this to everyone is, one, we have it at a reasonable price. It might seem expensive to the average person. However, if you search through the entire internet, you'll find most companies are charging 2 to 3 times more than what I am. And so what this can do is, so even the American Heart Association published an article in 2023 saying how beneficial this can be for heart-related issues, which means that it can actually reverse heart failure. It can reduce inflammation of the heart. It can reduce vascular issues. So there's a 50-page document I have a link on at the back in the information on the website, through 5 different sources. One, Muscle and Fitness, a Journal of Endocrinology, did a 3-page document based on that. Peptide Sciences has a tremendous amount of information. All these links are on the website, by the way. American Heart Association, Medical News Today. Those are 5 links for your information if you want to research it further, by all means. How this works is it works on the mitochondrial function, which is our energy, the energy aspect of humans. It's how we function. So what this component does is it mimics exercise. It mimics aerobic exercise so we can use energy a lot faster, a lot more efficiently. And what this product does is it actually uses the mitochondria to burn fat. It uses lipid buildup, fat buildup, as an energy source. And so according to mouse studies, they've been able to have a tremendous effect to healing fatty liver, to repairing chronic kidney disease, to improving metabolic issues, to be able to improve insulin sensitivity, to be able to improve endurance without actually exercising. Because when our mitochondria function more efficiently and can burn fat as an energy source, then we can actually start to heal and use different sources of energy besides just carbohydrates. It improves muscle function. It reduces fatigue, improves mitochondrial health, has anti-aging properties. It can actually help our skin repair faster. And so if we look at fatty acids from a perspective of, what if fatty acids are actually what's clogging up our entire organs, not just the liver and kidney? What if that it was what blocks the signal from the brain to the pancreas? And so when that signal gets more disrupted, then we actually start to develop something like diabetes. It's because fatty acids start to block that transmission. So there's some evidence that it can prevent dementia as well. So there's a lot of overlap between this and J147, by the way. I believe SLL-UPP332 might be much more extensive. It's a little different than the way J147 works. A lot of there's some comparable aspects as well. So this is what SLUPP332 does. There are no clinical studies being done for SLUPP, even though the AHA, American Heart Association, is a big advocate of it. The endocrinology aspect, they think
Listen,
there's a lot of benefits.
I'll be your guinea pig. Give it to me.
And so what? So in the bodybuilding world, anytime they can gain an edge on one of their competitors for competition, you know, if they can drop 0.1% body fat, that can be the difference of first place or 10th place.
Right.
And so that could be the difference of a payday of $500,000 to zero. And so that matters to them. So they do a lot of experimentation on themselves. And so some people estimate 250 micrograms for a single dose is beneficial. It doesn't work. Doesn't work for me. I did 1 milligram twice a day for 3 weeks. I noticed nothing. There's some evidence that says 100 milligrams once or twice a day, but you can only do that for a few weeks because your body can't mm-hmm. process it all out fast enough. So what I did is 10 milligrams twice a day for me started changing everything. So this is the dosage I came up with. It works very well. You have more energy. I feel calmer. My skin's improving. So my collagen's working more efficiently, and I can actually sleep more efficiently. And so there's a lot of benefits to this. And so I attached links to the website that are relevant.
Oh,
and so you can do your own research also. You don't have to just, there's
right.
a ton of information about it. It's heavily supported by a scientific community. And why they're not, my opinion, why they're not doing clinical trials, it will upend all the heart industry, the cardio.
So you're not selling this.
I'm selling it, yeah.
Oh, you are?
We have this for sale right now on the website.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
BrainHealthFormulas.com. Look for, I'm sure it stands for something very scientific, SLUPP332. Wow. We're going to the outer limits here. But I love the part where you talk about how it's great for the heart.
Yeah,
because
heart, liver, and kidneys.
Yeah, there you go. Those are the ones folks are concerned about, too. Yep. So buy three, get the fourth free on any product at BrainHealthFormulas.com. Well, good for you. I don't know. How did you stumble across this in the first place?
I've actually been studying it for 6 months. So I just keep reading, not through... Scientific data is one aspect. Mm-hmm. I like to read a lot of personal testimonies. I like to read personal interactions, how people view it, how people experience it. That gives me a lot of data also. Then I started experimenting with it myself to try to validate something. And then once I figured out a dosage that I feel can work for everyone, can actually start to repair chronic kidney disease, can actually start to repair fatty liver. If we can improve liver, we can actually start to correct cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
Because the liver is what produces cholesterol.
Right, right.
And so there's a lot of overlapping contributions. And, you know, if we can reduce beta blockers or meds that regulate heart rate, heart rhythm, and blood pressure, that in itself is going to drastically improve how our memory lasts.
You really need a vacation. You really
what's
need
that,
to
John?
Get out, you need to get out of town. Weekend Tahoe something. But we thank you, though, for all the knowledge and everything. I'm going to bring up next time you're here what Dr. David Sinclair says, because we all want to live longer. And this was just stunning news, what he was telling us. He basically said that, okay, you can extend your life term by reducing your food intake like 35%. And, you know, we don't like hearing that. But he recommends just drop one of the daily meals. Drop either breakfast or dinner every day. I never really ate breakfast, and I've always worked early mornings in my whole career. So I think I have a head start with that. But a lot of what he says, you know, our culture pounded into us that it was important that you need three meals and always be full. And this expert, he does a three-day fast once a month. He says that flushes out the week-old cells and the supplement, you know, that he, we'll talk about it next Saturday. What do you think, though, basically of that?
I agree with it a lot, actually, especially at night for dinner. If you can reduce what you eat for dinner, that in itself, we can drop a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And so it's tough, though, if we starve ourselves all day, it's why we end up binging at night, because that's how we like to diet. And it's, we actually function the opposite direction.
BrainHealthFormulas.com, folks. Buy three, get the fourth free. I'm John Potter, back shortly.